About 3 weeks, the end of June, beginning of July. Whitchurch Parish Church, the Mendiat being in the parish of Whitchurch. It's just over 700 years old. The first service was held there in 1289. Still in use. Built right out of the village on the river banks. People coming to services by boat in the old days, and ceremonies still take place by river. Weddings and burials coming up from Mendiat by boat. The only problem, of course, it does get flooded from time to time, being built so close to the river. In 1947, with our highest flood, 21 feet above normal summer level.
Gosh.
Giving over 4 feet of water inside the church.
Oh dear.
Fresh water here, of course, not tidal. The River Wye starts on Mount Plinlimmon, up in Mid Wales. Goes into the Severn at Chepstow, just below the Severn Bridge. It's 152 miles long. The River Wye and River Severn, they both start on Mount Plinlimmon, then take entirely different courses, but both meet again at Chepstow to go into the Bristol Channel. The only two rivers in the country to start and finish together. In fresh water coming down from the mountains, it normally runs quite clear, but it's owing to the heavy rains of the past few weeks. The river is still in colour at the moment.
The Wye and
the
Severn. The
river is still running a couple of feet above normal.
So this is a boat trip from Ross-on-Wye down to Mendiat, isn't it, Mum?
Yeah.
Well, it's much cooler here.
Oh, is it? I'm going to sit over there as well, then.
Only at the moment until we turn around.
Yeah, well, I'm going to move back again then, can't we?
Yeah.
I'm going to come here as well. Oh, you're not joking.
It's better here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still sunny, but it's not as hot.
We're in the shade here.
Paddle, you mean?
Two fishermen that are very, very tanned on the side. Since they've been there for weeks, they're just getting the sun.
And we,
lots of canoes, definitely canoes.
Paddling. Oh, life jackets. It's cooler over this side. I don't know if I'm that hot to want to go in the river.
Come up the side if you want, though. Well, you're
better. No, I'm fine. I'm not that bad.
You've got a window there.
Yeah, there was an... Oh, yeah. Window's open. You don't really get the wild as much sounds of ducks and things as you would if you were on the deck, though, would you? Or do you think the engine would drown it out anyway?
Yeah.
I might record an audio boo as I get off when you can hear the ducks and things.
Well, I don't know if there will be any there, because this
well, there were when we got on.
Were there?
We'll probably go to the we can see. This is west, and it's also Mendiat east. We might be able to go there in the town, Mendiat east. And then they have a more crowd, and we'll probably hear a lot more without the noises of the engine.
We're turning round in a moment then. Take you right down through the valley and village. It's only possible with a boat of this size to travel a couple hundred yards further upriver before we'd have to turn around in any case, because there the water is normally too shallow for us to go through.
Oh.
The river veers right-handed from in front of us. It doubles right back behind the Mendiat Rock, which we'll see when you go down this other way. And that forms the 5 mile horseshoe bend, which you can view from the top of the hill. Then journeys to Ross-on-Wye, which is 15 miles from here by water, 6.5 by road. And to Hereford, it's 54 miles by water, 16 miles by road.
Wow, that's a bit of a difference, isn't it?